Introduction. In the last few years, people have become extremely worried about the problem of plastic pollution. We read about it in newspapers and we hear politicians talking about it. Famous people encourage us to buy products that are good for the environment. Tens of millions of people around the world watched Blue Planet 2, David Attenborough's TV series. They were shocked to see a bird feeding pieces of plastic to its babies because it thought that the plastic was food. We visit our favourite beach or we walk along a river and we see plastic in the water. The problem of plastic affects us all. When I was on a Greenpeace ship in the Antarctic, we were many hundreds of kilometres from any towns or cities, but we found tiny pieces of plastic in the ocean. I and other Greenpeace workers were sad, but not shocked, because we already knew that plastic is everywhere. I have been a campaigner against plastic for years, and the most common question people ask me is, what can I do to help? How to give up plastic helps you get rid of plastic in your own life. It also gives you information about the problem and teaches you how to encourage others, friends, family, businesses, and politicians to use less plastic. Usually, when I talk about plastic in this book, I mean single-use plastics. That is, plastics that are used once and then thrown away, often taking centuries to break down. They include plastic bags, straws, coffee cups, and plastic packaging. We must remember that plastic is not always bad. Some people need it. For example, if they are disabled and can only drink through a straw. But plastic is everywhere, and it is a big problem for the oceans. If we continue like this, there will be more plastic in the ocean than fish by 2050. So we have to do something because we all share responsibility for this problem. This book shows you how you can help. Each of us can make a big difference in the fight against plastic. We can use less plastic in our homes, and even more importantly, we can work with other people to try to change how our communities think about plastic. We all share responsibility for this problem. My top 5 tips for getting rid of plastic. 1. Go shopping. Why am I telling you to get rid of plastic by going shopping? Because there are some things you need for a plastic-free life. A nice water bottle, a reusable coffee cup, a reusable bag for your shopping, a lunchbox, and some kitchen containers. 2. Check what plastic you already have in your house. Look in your bathroom, your bedroom, and your kitchen. Find products with microbeads in and single-use plastics like cutlery, knives, forks, and spoons, or straws. What should you do with them? You could send them back to the shop with a message, "In my house, we don't use single-use plastic anymore." 3. Talk to people. Tell friends and family that you are trying to stop using plastic and encourage them to do the same. 4. Make a plan and write it down. Living without plastic needs planning. Which shops near you use less plastic? Can you stop buying takeaway food? This is when you buy food to take away with you, and it usually comes in lots of plastic packaging. Make your own lunch instead. 5. Start a plastic-free campaign. Go and talk to businesses that use too much plastic and ask your friends or a parent to join you. See note on page 4. Ask questions like, why do you use plastic cutlery and single-use coffee cups?